When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
I'm Omar Reese with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Bengals head coach Zach Taylor announcing that veteran quarterback Joe Flacco will get the start on Sunday against the Packers. Cincinnati acquiring Flacco in a trade with Cleveland on Tuesday. Of course, Flacco already has a win over the Packers this season, week 3, while he was with the Browns. Meanwhile, the Colts are signing linebacker Jermaine Pratt to a 1-year deal after he was released by the Raiders earlier this week. The move reunites Pratt with defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo, who he spent 6 seasons with in Cincinnati. And ahead of Thursday night football between the Giants and the Eagles, Philly superstar running back Saquon Barkley has been removed from the injury report after dealing with knee soreness this week. However, guard Landon Dickerson has been ruled out with an ankle injury, while Giants receiver Darius Slayton also ruled out with a hamstring injury. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigLude.com.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider. 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems. And if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. At D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find the lowest prices on name brands like Levi 501s, $54.95, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95, and at D&J, get ready for the cooler weather with a full line of Carhartt shirts, jackets, and rain gear at some of the best prices around. And remember, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. At D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning, and welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, October 9th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Final North County Workshop for SLOCOG's Local Roads First Initiative. Celebration of Life to be held for Carolyn Dildine. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, #1 in the #2 business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. SLOCOG's final workshop in the North County for the Local Roads First Initiative will be held tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Live Oak Room at Centennial Park. Local Roads First is a half-cent sales tax Slocog is seeking to place on the 2026 ballot to generate revenue for transportation-related needs. The purpose of the workshop is to provide information on the proposed measure and gather feedback on the projects that residents believe matter the most in their community. After this in-person meeting, Slocog will also be holding a Zoom webinar workshop Wednesday, October 15th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pass Ripples Main Street Association announced there will be a celebration of life Tuesday, October 14th at 10 a.m. at the Pass Ripples District Cemetery Rose Chapel for Carolyn Dildine. Carolyn passed away peacefully in her home on August 24th. She was born in Los Angeles in 1933, and she graduated from Pass Ripples High School in 1951. Caroline has worked at Roscoe 5 and Time for 6 years and Bagel Stationery for 13 years. She was an active volunteer for Main Street for over 20 years, helping to set up and organize events and displays. Caroline is survived by her sons, 5 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and numerous nieces and nephews. Voting information for November 4th special election sent out. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Vote-by-mail ballots have been sent to registered voters throughout San Luis Obispo County for the upcoming special election. On November 4th, voters will decide yes or no on Prop 50. Prop 50 authorizes temporary changes to congressional district maps through 2030 in response to the partisan redistricting in Texas. In this election cycle, voters who choose to use vote-by-mail ballots are encouraged to send their ballots out early. In other elections, ballots are valid as long as they are postmarked on or before election day. But for this election cycle, voters are encouraged to send their ballots out prior to October 28th. To vote in person, the county has 45 polling stations, down from about 67 this past 2024 election. County Clerk Recorder Elena Cano also says there is still a slight shortage of poll workers in San Luis Obispo County, with volunteers still needed for the San Miguel and Shandon precincts. Anyone planning to vote in person is encouraged to double-check their assigned poll locations prior to November 4th. Caltrans District 5 announced there will be one-way traffic control for a section of Highway 1. The section will be past Ripple Street in Oceano starting Monday, October 13th, and lasting through Friday, October 17th. Reversing one-way traffic control will be in effect from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day, with delays not expected to exceed 10 minutes. Caltrans says this is for the replacement of a fiber optic cable. In sports, Major League Baseball, for the division series yesterday, the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 5-2, winning their series 3-1. The Cubs over the Brewers 4-3, the Phillies beat the Dodgers 8-2, the Tigers over the Mariners 9-3. Today, the Phillies will face the Dodgers, and the Cubs will go against the Brewers. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. The man accused of starting the Palisades fire here in California will appear in federal court in Florida this morning. Prosecutors say 29-year-old Jonathan Rinderneck, an Uber driver and former Pacific Palisades resident, intentionally set the Lockman fire back on January 1st. That flared up into the Palisades fire that killed 12 people and caused billions of dollars in damage. Well, hours after that arrest was announced, Governor Newsom slammed Capitol Hill Republicans for refusing to provide Los Angeles with additional dollars in fire assistance.
The Speaker of the House said he's not interested in helping the American people that were devastated, lives torn asunder here in Los Angeles.
Back in June, President Trump said that our state's approach to immigration would likely mean federal money will not arrive anytime soon. And the Los Angeles Dodgers have another chance to advance in the postseason today after failing to win Game 3 of the best of five NL NLDS at home last night, losing 8-2 to Philadelphia. Game 4 will be played in L.A. today. John Gilliland, California News.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on home insurance by checking Allstate first.
Hold it.
Like you know to check the assembly instructions first.
Hold it.
Before building the bookcase.
And done.
Whew. You can let go.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Potential savings vary. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, by Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
KPRL News continues at 8:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Leadership Farm Bureau, a cohort of 8 agricultural professionals developing leadership skills through a program run by the California Farm Bureau, traveled last month to Arkansas and Tennessee to learn from farmers and ranchers in a different part of the country. The tour included visits to fish, cotton and peanut farms, a cattle ranch, and cotton gin in the port of Memphis, which is one of the largest inland ports in the U.S. The 3-day trip also allowed us to see how Farm Bureau plays a critical role in making a positive impact in our industry, whether through outreach, financing, or advocacy. Leadership Farm Bureau class members Darvin Gill of Sutter County and John Tamayo of Imperial County wrote in an AgAlert article. These experiences led us to return to the Golden State and be even stronger advocates for California farmers and ranchers. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-70s. South-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s. West winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds early tomorrow, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday and Sunday. Mostly cloudy on Monday. Clouds on Tuesday with an 85% chance of showers early. Partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday next week. Mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Upper 60s on Monday. Low 60s on Tuesday. Upper 60s Wednesday. 69 a week from today. Currently it is 47 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero. Open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:19.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. every Friday in October and November. Win up to $5,000 cash or taxi cash. Then stick around for our October grand prize drawing. You could win the premium gift of the week plus $5,000 cash. So fall into fortune at the Taxi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
Do you want to power your family with fresh, nutritious local meats? I'm Susanna Luthy Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband Garrett is a 6th-gen Cambria cattle rancher, and we offer grass-fed beef, both wholesale and USDA packaged. And we are proud to announce our fresh local bison is available for pre-sale now at a discount. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com. We deliver locally. Support the food world that you want to live in at TaylorRanch1868.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Google says dozens of companies have been affected by an ambitious hacking campaign that targeted Oracle's suite of business products. That mass amounts of customer data were stolen in the process. Weekly jobless claims and layoffs are still low, unofficially, that is, since the Bureau of Labor Statistics is once again not releasing initial jobless claims for the prior week because of the government shutdown. MarketWatch reporting that a pair of Wall Street firms estimate the initial jobless claims rose slightly to 224,000 from 218,000 the prior week. Two Wall Street firms, Goldman Sachs and Oxford Economics, drew up their estimates after looking at publicly released data from all states and territories. They then applied their own seasonal adjustments to their estimates based on the Labor Department's formula. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold physical gold or silver. Real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
All righty, coming up at the Park Cinemas this Sunday, free admission. How about that? At 1 o'clock for the big screen viewing of the Titans and the Raiders. How about? And then Monday they have Mystery Movie, 7 o'clock, all seats just $5. And the movie, well, that's part of the mystery, so you'll have to find out for yourself. And then on Tuesday, it's Real Deal, all seats, all $7. Okay, so that's all happening at the Park Cinemas. For more information, simply go to parkcinemas.com.
The Crescent Community Church will be hosting its annual Fall Women's Ministry Conference, October 17th and 18th. Lori Lamb will be the speaker this year. Her and her husband, Brent, country and Christian music lead singer, teach and bring others to the faith. Lori has a heart for mentoring women. The topic will be living a surrendered life. Worship will be provided by Woodland Drive. Dinner and dessert are provided on Friday and breakfast and lunch on Saturday at the Crescent Community Church on O'Donovan. For more information, go to crestonchurch.com.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. During the Old West, it seems like a normal occurrence for any outlaw gang to rob a train. This whole train robbing thing started in 1866 by a gang you've probably never heard of. It was October 6, 1866. A gang with a nucleus of four brothers named Reno stopped the Ohio and Mississippi train and ended up with $10,000. This was to become first of what was to become a tradition with outlaw gangs. Until now, the Reno gang had robbed a few saloons and passed some counterfeit money. Then in the spring of 1867, they robbed the county treasurer's office in Gallatin, Missouri for over $22,000. With the Pinkertons on their trail, John Reno was captured and received a 40-year sentence. But this didn't deter the Renos. A year later, they robbed another bank for $14,000. This time, they were captured and tossed into jail. But before they could be tried, they cut a hole in the wall of the jail and escaped. The Reno gang robbed their next train for $96,000. The spring of 1868, when they entered another express car, instead of finding the $100,000 they had expected, they found a car full of armed guards. Barely escaping, the three Reno brothers headed for Canada. However, three other gang members were captured, and while they were being transported back to jail, a group of vigilantes hanged them. Two of the Reno brothers were arrested when they returned to the United States, and the third was extradited from Canada. The three Reno brothers were being held in the New Albany, Indiana jail when 100 men wearing red hoods broke into the jail and hanged them from the ceiling beams. One could say without contradiction that the Reno brothers wouldn't be escaping this jail. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Michael's Optical is now exclusively in Atascadero, owned and operated by the same family who founded Michael's in 1979. Michael and Kathy Nutt, thank you for all the support you have given them over the years. Glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. At their Atascadero location, there's fast quality eyewear, convenient parking, as well as special Saturday hours from 10 to 4. At Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast quality eyewear, custom adjustments, repairs, and one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. Take advantage of our VIP savings and ask about exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Slogog's final workshop in the North County for the Local Roads First Initiative will be held tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Live Oak Room at Centennial Park. Local Roads First is a half-cent tax Slogog is presenting to place on the 2026 ballot to generate revenue for transportation-related needs. The workshop will provide information on the proposed measure and gather feedback from attendees. Paso Robles Main Street Association announced there will be a celebration of life Tuesday, October 14th at 10 a.m. at the Paso Robles District Cemetery Rose Chapel for Carolyn Dildine. Carolyn passed away peacefully in her home August 24th. She was an active volunteer for Main Street for over 20 years, helping to set up and organize events and displays. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Plan for peace between Israel and Hamas. Israel's foreign minister Gideon Saar during an exclusive interview with Fox's Jennifer Griffin on America's Newsroom.
We will have a ceasefire as part of the commitments in the first phase already. And also the hostage deal and everything will be good. And of course, we hope that all the parts of the plan will be implemented.
What is the fate of those in Hamas captivity?
72 hours to return all 48 hostages, dead and alive. There's already a special task force of forces from Qatar, Turkey, and Egypt. They will be tasked with finding, locating, recovering, and returning the remains of any deceased hostages.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan in Tel Aviv. America's listening to Fox News.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
North County Weather. Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Some clouds, but you know what happens. We're going to get sunshine this afternoon, mid-70s, mostly clear with a couple of clouds tonight and overnight. Lows right around 50, and for your Friday, we'll have some clouds and sunshine mixed in, upper 70s, a nice Pioneer Day, mid-70s, sunny, upper 70s Sunday. Monday, mostly cloudy, upper 60s. Right now, an 80% chance of rain on Tuesday, low 60s. Upper 60s Wednesday with a slight chance of AM showers, about 35% to 40%. Then a week from today, 70. Today's UV index will be 6, up and down. 7:05 a.m., 6:36 p.m., we are at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Coming up this afternoon, sound off Erickson for Karen, and he'll have on Evan Mopit now discussing something that's pretty darn important here in our county, and that is ag issues. So find out about that all this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Call them, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, header for home, 238-5775, which you can text that as well, and 238-KPRL. And here we go.
You're what?
The Morning Exchange.
Rest.
KPRL.
Okay, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
You know, when I got my ballot, I was really pleased that it had the correct precinct marked on it. You know, last time we had to come to, we're out in Creston here, had to go to Atascadero. This one I can go right to my normal polling place in Creston.
Well, keep this in mind. Chris, what were the two that they're looking for? Shandon and San Miguel,
I think.
Okay, yeah. So hopefully by that announcement that Creston is covered.
Oh no, we're definitely covered. You know, this is my normal. You know, for 20 some odd years, it's my normal place.
No, what I'm saying is, if they don't have now, they haven't said Creston was one, just those two. But if you remember last time, some got moved because of some issues.
Oh yeah. It was all screwed up.
Not all, some.
I don't know. I've heard quite a few. So, anyway, that's a good thing. It's only one thing to vote on, but I was trying to figure out the last time we voted, they said mail it in early, it would limit cheating because it already had been counted.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, would that still be to, I just took it to the Republican headquarters last time and turned it in, but would that still be true?
Well, I have seen over the last couple of years there are a lot of difference of opinions on that, but to be safe, I'm going to our polling place in Lockwood.
You're going to do it on a regular voting day then?
Yeah. I don't trust the mail.
Well, yeah, although if I take it to the Republican headquarters, it never gets in the mail. They personally deliver it.
Yeah, and I know in the past that some people have kind of volunteered for people who, you know, maybe a homebound or so forth, if they wanted them to take their ballot to the Republican headquarters, they would do so.
Uh-huh.
But I, no. When I, look,
I know,
if you think about it, the mail part is, I don't know the words I'm looking for. Let's just say I don't trust the mail. I want to be as safe as possible with my ballot.
You know, I'm exactly the same way. That's why I took it to a Republican headquarters, because I asked them there. I says, how often do you empty that box? It says, you know, every couple of hours we take it to the polling, you know, the I don't know whatever you call it. But they have one of the people there deliver it. So I felt pretty safe.
Well, okay, if you remember a few years ago, there was a bond measure in Paso Robles. And no, I'm sorry. I think it's had to do with the election or maybe, but anyway, my point is that they excluded people from the Estrella school district from being able to vote in something. And the speculation was the reason why they did that, because they knew most of the people in that area, and that's where I live, are conservative. And they would have lost. So I don't know how it works with the zip codes and all this other kind of stuff, but I'm assuming that they know that there are certain zip codes that are probably more prominent, politically aligned than others. And I just don't even want to have to think about, well, you know, there's a possibility they could do that. They're looking at these and just on their own, not through the Postal Service, but just individuals.
Yeah, no, any of the above is possible.
I just don't have as much trust, and not that I had a lot of trust anyway, in our institutions. When you see the type of nonsense that goes on in the institution, and you know, whether it's schools, politics, city hall, with our elected officials, lousy attorneys, and so forth, I don't trust many of them to do the right.
I'm with you.
To do the right thing.
No, I'm with you on that. I have very little trust.
So I'm going to make it as safe as possible.
Yeah, I'll probably go down there because usually I know some of the people that are there, and I haven't seen them in a while, so we just have a social moment.
Well. Some people use that as a nice way to encourage people to go to the voting polls, is that, hey, you know, go down and talk with your friends and neighbors and, you know, whatever.
if
you know, some people have the time for that. But anyway, you still have a choice of several ways to do it. But again, when I think about it, the several ways to vote, that means there is more opportunities for things, shall we say, to go wrong.
Well, that's true, especially, like you said, in the mail, especially the mail. And also when they had boxes just sitting unattended at places and put your ballot in there, that is stupid.
That boggles my mind. I'm with you on that. I can't imagine that.
An unattended, yeah, they had one over here at the library in Creston, and a box sat outside.
Yeah, well.
I saw that, and I thought, boy, that's stupid.
Well, I am of the age that I wish we would go back to the days of the voting on the one day.
That's what we should do. And in fact, it's got to be that way.
Yeah. Now, I realize for people that may be out of state and out of the country, that's, you know, that's a separate situation. But, you know, overall, we have to have some sanity and also to show your identification.
Yes, we need ID. Somebody was, when I came out of Walmart the other day, they had a petition about requiring ID to vote. I hadn't heard about it before, but they were collecting signatures to...
Well, what is, from memory, what the reason is that it's discriminatory against certain people? That we can't have the ID or, you know, whatever silly reason they give?
Well, yeah, people that lived in bad neighborhoods, they said, didn't have driver's licenses because they couldn't afford cars anyway, so they just didn't get a license.
Okay,
so
well...
So they didn't have any ID.
Haven't we been mandated by the federal government to get a real ID if we want to do some kind of travel and stuff?
I don't think those people are going to be doing much more traveling than going to the locals.
Okay, so, and this is going to be an assumption on my part, but again, I think it's a very accurate assumption that people in that particular, shall we say, life, they're probably getting some kind of government handout. Don't they have to have identification to be able to get it?
That I don't know, but these are all good points. I mean, I went and got my real ID. My wife and I, we went to a lot of trouble, you know, like God, to get all the different paperwork.
I didn't think it was much trouble.
I did. I was born in 1943, and I never had an actual real copy of my birth certificate, and it was on microfilm, and it took. A couple hundred bucks to get it dug out,
mm-hmm.
and it's on black and white. It's white lettering on black because it was done photographically.
Well,
I finally got it.
Well,
and they wouldn't accept anything else other than the real one.
Right. Yeah. I had to mail away for mine because I didn't have the real one either. But
yeah, and my wife. The other one, my wife, because her name changed from her maiden name to her married name, she had to get a special thing there, too, that she had a name change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not only your wife ran into that or not, but...
She did, but again, it goes back to, you mean to tell me that these people, well, the Democrats would say, well, the asking for an ID at voting is... it's not right. Their reasoning for saying that doesn't hold up at all.
Well, no, you've got to show that you're a citizen, frankly, because only citizens are allowed to vote.
That's right.
Legal citizens. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, all right. Well, glad you got it done, and appreciate the phone call.
Oh, yeah. Good. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Okay. On email, cell phone. Kevin, today's smartphones won't let you overcharge. You can leave it in on a charger for a month. It won't overcharge, or phones would be melting down every day. I've left mine on overnight charging for years. Well, it's still not recommended. You may be lucky. You may just be lucky. Let's see here. Thanks. I learned something. What else is on the text here? It's a picture of a swollen battery. A swollen battery. Oh, boy. I didn't know those things. Well, I get it's swollen, but it's Chris, is yours like a packet?
For my phone, yeah. It kind of looked like one, like a little box, basically.
Yeah.
A little gray box.
Okay. I thought it would be just one of those little round chips. I had no idea it looked like that. So thanks for sending the picture in. Let's see, hearing tons of sirens in San Miguel. Any idea what's going on? No, we don't get press releases until long after the fact. It's not like back in the days. As a matter of fact, I can see through the studio window here. There is 1, 2, 3, 4 lights that used to go off. We're going back in the 80s. And if certain things would happen from the news, national news, and then like from one of the networks, it was, I think back then it was ABC. And then also you would have one from the EBS back in the day when it was Emergency Broadcast System, not the EAS that it is today. There was a light. And then we had two here, one for the Paso Police, where it would go off if there was a car fire on Spring Street. Well, those days are long gone. You don't get that information 24, maybe even sometimes longer afterwards. They have to go through whatever they have to go through and so forth and so on. So don't know, but thanks for giving us the heads up on that. So regarding that and the phones, we've learned a lot about the phones today on the overcharging and the do's and the don'ts, and you can set it. And did you ever look, Chris, you don't charge yours to 100, right?
Correct, because I have battery saving on, or battery protection.
Okay, so how much does that save on the battery? I didn't know, because I think one of the callers said that your phone, and again, probably depending on the kind you have, they say, well, you got 350 charges on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how much are you going to save by not having it at 100, or does the manufacturer recommend not charging it to 100?
Truthfully, I don't know how much it actually saves. As for the manufacturer, I think it's just in general, they recommend not charging it to 100. So that's why I turned mine on. I only turn it off when I'm going on a big trip and I could use that extra 15%.
So I wonder why the manufacturers would recommend not charging it to 100. It seems kind of a little goofy to me on why is it. I mean, it's built to do it. So
longevity, I guess. I mean, yeah, battery's built to go to 100, but whatever you take out, then that becomes a new 100, if that makes sense. So there's got to be a 100% somewhere, but they just don't recommend charging it to 100% at all times. Probably because they also know that people just leave their phones on to charge anyway and stop paying attention to it. So that could also be a reason.
I wonder why they don't just sell them with the automatic. It will charge to 95%.
You know, that's a good point.
It's like, okay, we recommend that you don't charge it to 100, but we've made it so you can charge it to 100. Now, again, this is just a guess. I am guessing that most people put in their charger, and they walk away, and they come back, and it's 100%. Unless they have what you have and the lady that called in. But I wonder how many people are aware of that capability in the phone is.
I mean, I certainly didn't for a while, and you saw how that ended up with my battery. But might not happen for everyone.
All right. Well, this is the first I've ever heard of that in the phone. It doesn't surprise me because it's pretty amazing. There's probably quite a few things that I've never used on my phone that I could regarding some, a few things to, make life more convenient, which we all love that word, convenient. So anyway.
Well, you sound like Count Dracula saying that.
No, there was a character. I don't know where the character's from that I remember hearing that. It's from some show, and I just don't remember what it is. So maybe somebody out there can let us know who the character was or what the show was regarding that. So anyway, you have that. Mask mandates in Sonoma County. Who knows? They may be coming with our fine health person, whatever her name is called. I can't remember her name anymore. And so anyway, just a few things. All right, let's see here. We have some things, though, that have happened. I need to remind folks here, but first let's go to the phone lines because that's what's the best. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Here's a tip I need to share with everybody. thank God for an auto sound shop turning me on to this. Your car can be made into a charge part if you if you have your 12 volt cigarette lighter made permanent, made always hot by running a separate wire. They'll go to a sound shop, so it's done right, and it'll be fused and everything. But then your car, then you don't have to have the key in the ignition to charge your phone, and it will be always at 100%. I've been doing this for about 10 years now, and I think it's the neatest thing. I would do it myself for people, but I'm scared to put things back correctly, you know, put the whole car back together right. But anyway, so there you go. Have your 12-volt outlet made so it's always on. You know, go to a sound shop. They'll do it just for the labor. And away you go. It's amazing. I mean, cars used to be in the old days, Kevin, if you might remember, if you're old enough, all the cigarette lighters used to be always on, right? Oh, another thing is that all Fords have a 12-volt outlet called a, oh, what do they call it? But anyway, it's always on, and they apparently have one. So I thought that was really neat. So anyway, go ahead. I'd love to hear your comment.
Well, first is, do manufacturers make cars with cigarette lighters anymore?
That's a good one. Yeah, I think so. They're not made for cigarette lighter. Anymore. Boy, the cell phone thing. No, then you can't do that. You don't want your stereo to be on all the time. But yeah, good question. I mean, if you do, you're lucky. You know, you can always have one installed. But yeah,
I don't.
Good question.
I can't. I'm trying to think of our vehicles. Well, one of ours is 23 years old, so that would probably. But I don't think my wife's car or the truck has a cigarette lighter in it. Matter of fact, I would almost guarantee it doesn't.
Go look in the glove box too. It might be in there. You might have one in there. Not a cigarette lighter though. It's be that USB port. Now you can't do that. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. Okay. Well, I will check. And thanks for telling us of your newest invention.
Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. You too. Bye. All right. Well, there you go. Does your car have a cigarette lighter?
Yeah, it does.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever used it?
Yeah, I use it for an FM transmitter, actually.
All right. Okay, that's a technical day here on the Morning Exchange. Well, it was on this day in 1888, the Washington Monument is open to the public. It was the first national monument to honor George Washington, and it's cool going up there in that elevator and so forth and so on. Let's see here. We also have, what else? The first underground oil pipeline, 1865. A 5-mile stretch of line is completed by Samuel Van Sickle in Pennsylvania. A lot of people probably thought it was Texas. How about that? But it wasn't. And the Mission Dolores is dedicated in 1776. Some of you may know of this. It is the oldest building in San Francisco, and it has been charged with bringing Spanish settlers to Upper California and with the local natives. It was originally named something that I can't, but anyway, it's now known as Mission Dolores and whatever it is. So that was in 1776. That was just more than a couple of years ago. Also, a meteor. How about this? It struck a car in 1992 in New York. It penetrated the truck. The meteorite weighed 26 pounds, and the owner of the car received $50,000. Well, she sold the meteor for $50,000. Now, she had recently purchased the car for $300, but was able to sell it to a meteorite collector for $25,000. By the way, the 26-pound meteorite that hit her car, it was estimated to be 4.4 billion years old.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. K Caltrans District 5 announced there will be one-way traffic control for a section of Highway 1 in Oceano near Paso Robles Street, starting Monday, October 13th and lasting through Friday, October 17th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Caltrans says this is for the replacement of a fiber optic cable. Vote-by-mail ballots have been sent out to registered voters throughout San Luis Obispo County for the upcoming special election. Voters will decide yes or no on Proposition 50. Prop 50 authorizes temporary changes to congressional district maps through 2030 in response to the partisan redistricting in Texas. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Sound off this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Eric's in for Karen. He'll have on Evan Moffitt discussing a very important issue, local ag issues here in the county. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.